Todd, over the last few days, I got the opportunity to drive a pretty big section of Illinois. I was able to drive pretty far south and also run the entire length of Interstate 39 and run it north. And I'll tell you what, the one thing that stands out to me this year about Illinois is not necessarily the coloration and the health of the overall crop. It's the unevenness of it. I saw fields that were already going to tassel in parts of southern Illinois and central Illinois. And then as I drove north on I-39, I saw a whole lot of fields where the corn looked like it had just emerged. I mean, it was incredible to see such an enormous variety of the stage of the crop in Illinois. I think that's got us set up this year to be quite vulnerable to a lot of different weather stresses in July. Well, let's talk about what happened most recently. We had a huge section of the Corn Belt get quite a bit of precipitation, better than a half inch of rain. Iowa, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Northern Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, all saw better than an inch too. In Iowa, the state that's probably doing the best in the Corn Belt so far, a lot of regions in there got better than an inch and an inch and a half. And that's just setting up Iowa to continue to do quite well this year. But there's concern as we head into July that fields in the southern half of Illinois, which didn't get this rain, may be under some stress looking forward. So that's why my forecast for the rest of the day is quite important. But before we get to that, I want to tell you, I was on the phone just a couple of days ago with some farmers in Montana, and we know that drought has really spread in eastern Montana and most of the parts of North and South Dakota. And I was talking with those folks about their wheat yields, and I'll tell you something. One guy told me that he expects his wheat yields to be zero. That's his spring wheat yields. In fact, if you look out there, it just looks like a lawn. He has just 6-inch tall wheat. It looks pretty bad. So we have some pretty serious drought in parts of the northern and far northwestern Corn Belt. And that part of the Corn Belt, when it establishes drought in late spring and early summer, it rarely, if ever, recovers. So let's get back to that short-term forecast. Right now, I'm watching for this afternoon, this Friday afternoon, for the potential for more storms to fire along a boundary that's kind of stretched from northern Indiana through Arkansas. And this could bring the needed precipitation we need here in kind of east central Illinois to help out with our recent deficit in rain. Over the weekend, that big trough that's kind of sitting over the Great Lakes is finally going to move off to the east and a large ridge builds out west. Now, the issue with that is we're going to see 90 degree plus temperatures stretching all the way from Texas to Montana and North Dakota. And because of that kind of flow pattern we get with the ridge, it's going to shut down the rain in those states, especially in Montana and North Dakota, which are already dry. Now, we in the eastern part of the Corn Belt are going to experience what we call northwest flow, which means that we're not going to see the extreme heat. I do expect mid to upper 80s next week, and there is another chance for storms on the 4th of July. But if the models are correct in keeping that ridge to the west of the eastern part of the Corn Belt, that's actually a pretty favorable setup. Now, given that as our short-term forecast, we will be watching the position of that ridge throughout the entire month of July. The good news right now is I'm not seeing anything that's going to block the whole pattern up for more than about 8 to 10 days, which is a good sign. The atmosphere is going to continue to flow. But some places globally that are not getting that kind of good luck with the kind of the consistent flow pattern of the jet stream, let's take a look at Europe right now. The last half of June saw drought worsening in Ukraine, and also parts of Germany and France have been abnormally dry going into this crucial month of July. And the forecast for those countries is to stay warmer than average and drier than average through the month of July. Elsewhere, if you kind of look to northern and northeastern China and far eastern Mongolia, this region has really been struggling with drought over the last 3 months. And so I'm just bringing this up to kind of show kind of the global pressures that we're seeing on grains right now, which is the first time in a few years I've been able to say there's been some global pressure on grain supply. So there's quite a bit to be talking about. And again, watch for the month of July, the position of that ridge out west. If it migrates east at all, that could potentially impact corn yields here in the state of Illinois.